trip here. What's been going right for the team?
Well, I think we played pretty good. I think our team has managed, especially last night against the Rangers, I thought we managed the game a lot better. We didn't give them a whole ton of power plays, and I thought we defended well. You know, we hit a little bit of a bump early when they scored, but there was a lot of hockey to be played, and our players were confident, and I think that we have been pretty much for this trip. I think we've been looking forward to this trip, and I think we've played with some decent enthusiasm. I think some of the things have paid off. We invested some fun time in Central Park in New York, and sometimes those things pay off down the road, and so far it looks like it's taken hold a little bit.
There was the indoor practice as well in New York where you guys worked a lot on power play, and yeah. Scheifele and Truba made an appearance on the, I think it was one of the units last night. Yeah. I guess your thoughts on how they did with their power play.
Well, I thought both did good on the power play. I thought that unit was probably the strongest of the units that we had. We only had a couple of power plays, but I thought that their reads were pretty good. I thought that their they executed plays. I thought that they had a good grasp on it for guys that have not been on it, especially Mark Scheifele has not been on it that much, but he's a guy that we've been targeting for that position, and I think it's time. On the other note with those two players, I think they had very good games. I thought they played very well for us. They looked like their comfort level was starting to increase in the league, and it looked like they, to me, when I watched them play, it looked like that they look like they felt way more comfortable and they actually belonged in the league. And at first you have maybe some doubts and it's like a struggle or not, and you're going through ups and downs, but I thought that they looked very poised and composed yesterday.
Coach, when you rally as you did in an opposing building last night, is that uplifting to the point where you can see that you can carry that over into another game, or you would like to think that you could? Because usually those types of games are really big morale boosters for the next time you play, because it can kind of set you on a right wave.
Well, I think that it does help you in the fact that it builds confidence, but when you're in the game and in the moment and in that game, I don't think that you look at things to sit and say, you know, this will really pay off down the road. I think it's just one of those natural things that happen. Our focus really when you're in the game is for that game. And we talk about momentum all the time and building momentum and how to control it and how to get it back and stuff like that. But for us, there's a quiet confidence a little bit that's going through our team that feels pretty good. I think guys are feeling comfortable and they're starting to really feel that they can accomplish a lot of things as a group. And I think that's what you look for when you, as a coaching staff. And I think that the way that we stayed with the game and the game played itself out, that to me, that's just game management. You just got to trust the process and the investment that you're making from shift to shift, and good things will happen if you're playing the right way. And I think that's one of the things that we saw last night. We got rewarded. Yeah, you get some breaks, but you make those breaks, and we got rewarded from it. Pavlik made saves when he had to. So everybody was making a contribution, and I thought that was good. And I suspect it will continue to build, but you can't just expect that it's just going to show up. You have to be focused and prepared to take steps every game.
This can go from good trip to great trip with a win on Thursday. Would you agree?
Yeah, you know, we don't look at it that way, though. I mean, at the end of the trip, you might say, yeah, we've had a good trip, but you still got to remain focused on the task. And you try to keep your focus in a singular mode, more so what's the game in front of us, and not look at the big picture. For us, if we win the Florida game, I think we recognize that the trip is going well. We still have a game to play, so I don't think that you're done until you're finished the trip, you're heading home. But even then, you're heading home, and, you know, you're going to play some opponents, and you can't rest on your laurels. We have a long ways to go in what we want to try to accomplish. So I think you got to keep things in perspective, in a balance, and that's why we deal with singular focus.
Well, I had one more adjective for Tampa Bay. It would have gone good, great, excellent.
Right, so I can't keep up with you English majors, you know, like I'm not an English guy, I'm not a school guy. Yeah, you had all these adjectives that were going to keep it great,
yeah.
You know. Well, that's all great, but you know what, like we have to try to get a balance in things. I think that's the biggest thing for us is we try not to be you know, too low or too high. We've been in some areas where it's been fairly deep, and we don't want to go there and stay there. So we're enjoying winning, and that's a good thing, and we just want to try to keep it in perspective.
Blake can often be hardest on himself. Is it good when, you know, you get a block shot and then maybe you get an empty netter to snap a long drought?
Well, I think Blake's gone through some different things this season. Started off slow, and he's a guy that evaluates his situation and is fairly sincere in how he sees himself. I don't think he really fools himself much, so he recognizes when he's going well and not going well. You know, I think that he sees himself as a key guy in this team, which he is a key guy in this team. And I think it's good for him when he's out there at the end of the game. That's the first thing, because that he's established some trust in the coaching staff that we can put him out there and trust that he can defend well enough to make us hold onto the lead. And, you know, he blocks a shot, but he has blocked shots before and stuff like that. And you get rewarded for those things, but that's no different than doing things the right way. You make sacrifices, you pay the price. These things come back to help you. And for him, it came back and it rewarded him.
I think it was important for your group to get over a mental hurdle. I know that Philly game didn't sit very well with a lot of people, and you had to sit around for 2 days and tried to turn the page quickly. But when you rally like that, was it important? Because you wondered how they were going to respond in the days leading up.
You always do, but whether it's the Philly game or the whatever game, St. Louis game or whatever, I think it's important that you see the response. If you didn't see the response, you'd be concerned. Then you'd be thinking of different issues. You'd be really concerned as a coach. What have we got here? What's the problem? What's getting in our way? Or those things. So the response is good, because it enables you to move ahead and start to think in a positive fashion, then try to figure out what the issues are. So from that standpoint, I think it's good. But you have to also know that your season is going to be filled with issues all the time, and you have to deal with those issues, and they come in every facet at the darndest times. So you have to be ready for those things and how you deal with them.